In this world and the hereafter, the biggest treasure is satisfaction, and the person in the hereafter will get most of all content, and peace will be in paradise, because that is the place of peace, content, no difficulty, no distress, no sorrow at all in paradise, just peace and satisfaction. Allah Ta'ala, in the same way in the dunya for His servants, He has created peace, satisfaction, totally just like, similar to the contentment of paradise. To attain that, there's no door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that peace, content, to attain that in this world, ala bi dhikri lahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah says, only and only there's one door, one route, one way. There's only one door through which, and look how many doors Allah has given to get into paradise, but for peace, contentment, Allah has kept only one door, one route. There's no other method to attain that, and that is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. So what the human being should do is that in this world, if he wants to make his life in this world through, like paradise, it's not through wealth, it's not through accumulation of money, it's not through fame and status, it's not through any other action that you can attain peace in this life, because peace is a unique thing, and that only Allah Ta'ala has kept through one action, and that is dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Dhikr, remember, to get to that point of doing dhikr, there is difficulty. To get to dhikr of Allah, there is difficulty. There are hurdles, just like getting to paradise. There are lots of tests and challenges, aren't there? Yes, but after getting Jannah, paradise, what happens? Subhanallah. Then a person thinks, oh, those difficulties were nothing, due to which I got this reward. So in the same way, dhikr, Allah's remembrance, to get to dhikr, to the point of doing dhikr, there is difficulty to crush the desires. Is this not a great achievement? Alhamdulillah, you have to give up your sleep, you have to give up your rest, relaxation, your body physically comes. There are difficulties at this moment, isn't it? But it's Allah's karam, His grace. These are minor difficulties, because after this, what's the reward? The paradise in this world. So for this, to attain this, what the individual should do, that there are difficulties, but don't leave dhikrullah. Don't leave Allah's remembrance. There's only one path. You have iman, you have faith, and you have belief in Allah's words. That's it. Then just stick to it. Because through this you will get everything, whatever you're going to get. Meaning of being content, satisfied, all of the wasail, all of the means, and that whatever we need to attain, all the things that we can attain after getting peace and contentment, we'll get through this. Because obviously we want things, innit? We want a nice house so we can be at peace and rest. Our desires, we want them to be fulfilled so we can be at peace. All these things give satisfaction, contentment. So when a person does dhikr of Allah, then all of those other things he starts to acquire and attain, which are for a person's relaxation, due to which we'll get rest and relaxation here. So this is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, that also is great for this world, and it's also better for the hereafter. But shaitan, he makes a person weak in this. And he has an injection, shaitan has an injection, and that is the injection of his waswasas. Just like you have the flu injection, you have the COVID injection, so shaitan has very many injections, and they are the injections of his waswasa. Evil temptations, attractions, and they penetrate the human being. He always injects a person, injects the waswasas. Oh, many days I've not got peace, I did this so many days, I didn't get what I wanted in the world. So this is his injection. Immediately think, that is Allah honest, truthful, or is the shaitan truthful? If Allah is saying in his Quran that I've got peace and contentment via my dhikr, then how can shaitan give us the invitation? Most definitely the reason is this, that Allah Ta'ala wants me to do mujahida, wants me to struggle and make more effort so that my darajat and status is elevated. So remember, whenever your nafs desires make you lazy, laid back, your desires, and it makes you think in your mind, oh, it's too hard, what's the need to do this dhikr, let me do something else. Then immediately think and understand that shaitan is stopping you from a big reward, that we are going to get paradise in this world, our life in this world become Jannah. And direct, Allah Ta'ala has given the promise in the Quran. It's a great verse in Surah Ra'd. This is Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah mentions, explains about his dhikr, he praises his dhikr. May Allah Ta'ala, Allah's great karam, great blessings, and He's given us a beautiful morning in these blessed days. Allah's seated us here, assembled us here. So inshallah, there'll be peace and contentment and satisfaction and beyond that.